Now the second act of Jackpot, starring Margaret Truman and James Stewart.
Did you ever play bridge and experience the anticipation and excitement of awaiting the perfect hand, the 13th spade? Well, I guess that about sums up how my Bill felt while he waited to be called by the Name the Mystery Husband program. His nerves were absolutely tingling and jumping. Ain't we got fun?
And, ladies and gentlemen, here are some more prizes to add to the list. 24 Corday Swiss watches, a lifetime supply of the push-button shaving cream with three extra buttons, 100 Great Dane dogs, and besides that, one can of dog food, an airplane trip to New York for two, your portrait painted by the famous Hilda Jones, your house decorated by Leslie of Harrington Interiors, and for your daylight barbecues, the finest in outdoor floodlighting, the incomparable Magnolite. Operator, place the next call.
It's either Harry James or Artie Shaw.
What? What are you talking about, Bill? This is Woodruff, your boss. We wondered if you and Amy could come over for some bridge.
Bridge? Are you crazy? Now hang up the phone. I can't talk to you now. What's the matter with you?
What was it?
It's Mr. Woodruff, my boss. I guess I told him, didn't I?
Call Dorothy.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Hey, give me the telephone. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Everybody hates me.
Only 8 minutes left.
Daddy!
Shh, shh. Quiet, Tommy.
Daddy, I'm stuck.
What?
My head's stuck between these two rails on the banister. Oh, I can't get it out.
Oh,
wait a minute. For heaven's sake. All right. Now, here. Now, take it easy now. I'll get it out. All right, now pull. Try and get... Help me a little. Pull harder.
Ow! My ears!
Well, pull a little... Well, there's... Hey, that's the phone. What'll I do?
Just leave me stuck here.
All right. Well, don't go away now.
Hey, Dad, watch out! The telephone book!
No, I'm all right.
He's out.
Help me. Help me get him up. Somebody answer the phone. Wake up, Bill. Wake up. Say something.
Here, I'll throw some water in his face.
Hey, who hit me? He was bigger than I was, Amy.
Answer. Answer the phone.
Answer the... Wait, who is it?
I don't know. Find out, Bill.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. William Lawrence?
Yes, this is Mr. William Lawrence.
William J. Lawrence of Glenville, Indiana. Hello there, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Lawrence, this is Larry Haynes of the Name the Mystery Husband program. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Ah, that's splendid. Now, Mr. Lawrence, we have a little riddle for you, and if you answer it correctly, you will win a chance to guess the identity of the mystery husband and win the $24,000 jackpot. Are you ready, Mr. Lawrence?
Oh, I guess so.
All right. Slow and steady wins the race, not the one who sets the pace. One went fast, the other went slow, but the slow one won, as we all know.
Amy, I don't know.
Shh, race, wins the race.
It's middle ground in your house.
It's middle ground in your house.
It's middle ground in...
No! It's the tortoise in the hare!
The tortoise in the hare.
The tortoise in the hare.
What's that? The tortoise in the hare? Oh, that is absolutely correct, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, Now, listen carefully, Mr. Lawrence. Here is the mystery husband himself. Oh. Name him, and the $24,000 is yours. Are you ready?
George Bernard Shaw.
What's that? Don't you think you'd better listen to the mystery husband first?
Pins in a haystack, little girl blue. Farewell, I am off anew. You can't see me, but I'll see you. Pins in a haystack, little girl blue.
All right, Mr. Lawrence. Can you tell us who the mystery husband is? Mr. Lawrence, are you there? Well, Mr. Lawrence appears to have fainted.
Amy, give me a nickel. Heads, it's Harry James. Tails, it's Tommy Dorsey.
Mr. Lawrence!
It's heads.
I think it's Harry James.
Will you repeat that, Mr. Lawrence?
I think it's Harry James.
Mr. Lawrence out there in Glenville, Indiana, you have just won the $24,000 jackpot.
Bill, just look at all this loot that's arrived, this diamond ring.
Here, let me put it on your finger, Amy. That's where it belongs.
It's lovely.
I've always meant to buy you one.
Thanks, darling.
Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, I presume?
Yes, who are you?
I, madam, am one of your prizes.
Which one?
I, sir, am Leslie of Harrington Interiors.
I, sir, am Lawrence of Arabia.
Bill! Mr. Leslie's the decorator who's come to do our house. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, simply scrumptious. Well, won't you come in? My wife and I'll show you around.
Thank you. Oh, divine. This room is absolutely divine. We won't be able to use a thing. Ghastly. And there, I suppose, is the dining room.
Mm-hmm. My favorite room.
Divine. Absolutely divine. Simply just junk everything and start from scratch.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. You know, there are some things around here I like.
You like? How dare you?
All right. Before I commit mayhem, I think I better go to work. Goodbye, Mr. Leslie.
Just Leslie. Goodbye, old boy.
Goodbye, Amy. I'll see you tonight. Big meeting with Woodruff.
Bye-bye, darling. Good luck.
Well, Bill, any suggestions on how to better our business?
Yes, sir. I think that what we have to do...
Oh, just hold it just
is
a
to,
minute.
We're going to...
Yes. Oh, it's Mrs. Lawrence. She wants to speak to you, Bill.
Well, tell her I'll call her back later.
Oh, all right, dear. Bill says that he... He says it's urgent. Go ahead and talk to her.
No, but...
Go ahead. Take less time than what's going on right now. Go on.
Well, I don't want to take the... Yeah? Yes, Amy. It has? Well, you can... Well, why don't you just put it in the refrigerator? Oh, well, I'll think of something and call you back. Yes, dear, yes. Yes, yes, I know it's a hot day. Yes, yes, goodbye. You see, it's the jackpot, Mr. Woodruff. The more stuff's arrived, they just delivered the meat.
Did Amy call you about that?
Yes, that's right.
Why didn't you just put it in the refrigerator?
Well, it's a quarter of a ton of beef. Complete steer, fully dressed.
Yes, complete steer. All right. Where were we?
Well, now, here, I was going to tell you, my idea is we were just about to open a babysitting department.
What? Who
in the store.
Said so?
Yes, and a babysitting
I, wait
department
a minute, wait
in the
a
store
minute.
Here.
Yes. It's Amy, Bill.
Oh, no, tell her. I can't talk to her.
Oh, no. It's all right. I can wait. Some things are more important than other things.
Gee, whiz, right in the middle of a conference. Yes, Amy. Oh, the freezer. Well, that solves all our problems, doesn't it? Oh, it doesn't. Oh. No, of course you can't throw away 400 dozen kippered herring. Yes. Yes, Amy, I know it's a hot day here. Yes. Well, you just stack them someplace in the shade, and I'll think of something. Yes, I'll call you back. Now, where were we?
You were about to become a vice president.
Oh, thank you.
Vice president in charge of diaper changing.
I'll answer it.
Never mind. Conference dismissed. And on your way out, send in Fred Burns, the new vice president.
Please.
But what do you mean? It's me. I live here, Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, the only polite people I've met so far are the truck drivers. Of course, they always are. Amy, what's that on your head?
A Jacques Fifth Avenue hat. The only thing I knew where to put. Look, isn't the piano beautiful?
Yeah, it is. It is very nice tone, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, your newspaper man friend Hank called. And wanted to know what you're going to do about your income tax.
What income tax?
The income tax on all the stuff we won.
Well, how can you pay income tax on a refrigerator? What are you supposed to do? Send them a tray of ice cubes?
You better consult a tax expert. Oh, and by the way, Hilda Jones is on her way over here to talk to you about your portrait.
Portrait? Oh, no portrait now. Amy, we settled that.
Oh, Bill, please. It can only happen once in a lifetime.
No, absolutely not. Now, no portrait. Yeah?
I am Hilda Jones. You have won me, too.
Wow! Gee, you're a prize package.
Thank you. I am here to paint your portrait.
Well, let's not lose any time, kid.
What did you say, Bill?
Oh, I forgot, Amy. Miss Jones, this is my wife, Amy.
How do you do? You're French, aren't you, Jones?
Hildegard Jonet. In English, Hilda Jones. It's simpler, yes?
Oh, much. But Greenwich Village... I thought you'd look sort of artsy-craftsy, and you're so... Well, anyway, it's a shame you had to travel such a distance, because that was the one thing Bill said he didn't want, didn't you, Bill?
How was that, dear?
Your portrait painted, dear.
Oh, well,
of course. I wanted him to, but he's absolutely set against it.
Oh, that is bad. If I do not paint the portrait, I will lose the commission.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Yes, a shame.
Well, now, I hate to do that to you, but I just feel so silly posing.
Oh, but why, Mr. Lawrence? You would make a beautiful subject. You have such fine features and good bone structure.
I have?
Yet, and posing, it is nothing. You will enjoy it. At least all of my subjects do.
Gee, it's hard to talk around here.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much noise here.
Really?
Well, I am staying at the Glenville Hotel, Mr. Lawrence. Maybe it is better if I call you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, why don't you do that?
Yes, do.
You can reach me at Woodruff's Department Store.
I will be sure and call you. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Did she go out the door or crawl back into the woodwork? Quite a charmer, isn't she?
I didn't notice particularly.
Oh, didn't you? And what happens when you do notice particularly? Does smoke shoot out of your ears? Don't Amy me. And before you go off to do all that posing... I wish you'd do something about putting those 400 dozen kippered herrings in the refrigerator. And you might plan to spend a couple of hours in there with them.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Lawrence. Or should I have said goodbye?
Well, what's on your mind, Leslie?
Have you found out about the tax yet?
Well, is it true?
Oh, yes, indeedy.
You mean to tell me I have to pay income tax and all this stuff here?
Oh, you poor, innocent lamb.
Hey, to hear you talk, you'd think Uncle Sam himself was sitting at the radio writing down all sorts of...
Oh, yeah, they take a list, yes. It's on file in Washington with your fingerprints.
Well, why don't they announce that on the program?
If they did, Mr. Lawrence, there'd be no program. Toodaloo! Here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist.